where there is no sightseeing. And so, Lord, help us to regenerate, reignite that passion to go home in Jesus' name. First thing first is an expression that denotes priority, interest, intentionality, significance, and urgency, if you please. When we put first things first, it helps us to understand and order our lives for success. This takes away fears and doubts. It makes us to understand our true priority in life. We also need to know our priority at our workplace. When we get into work first thing in the morning, some people, first thing they do, they clock in. For some people, others may check their duty list, yet others may report to their bosses. But one thing they are doing is to make sure that their priority for the day is set and make sure they're putting first thing first for the day activities at their workplace. Whatever you do, get your day's activities on a smooth start. Whatever you do, and get your day going successfully. You gotta do the first thing first for that to happen. First things first to be the first thing for success, to be a successful game. And in short, we're going to be looking at first things first in the Old Testament times. So we are told in Genesis that when God made man, the first gift he gave to man is the breath of life. First things first. God set that promise for us. When man sinned, when man was made, God put first things first, and he put in him the breath of life. Genesis 2 and verse 7 says, And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. A man could not become a living soul except God put first things first. The first thing is his breath. And we can play on that. First things first, the breath of life. Without God, there is no life. Without God, there is no success. Without God, we are not a living soul. Without God, we are not able to function. Without God, we are on like a ship without a sail. Without God, put God first. Another thing in the Old Testament tells us that God put God first in the Old Testament. The Ark of the Covenant. The story is told in 1 Samuel 4 and verse 1 through 22 that when Israel went up against the Philistines, they lost the battle. There were beaten streets and lane. Men were slain. But the Israelite came to their senses and realized that there was something missing, and that was the Ark of the Covenant. And so they went to Shiloh. They sent for the Ark of the Covenant in Shiloh. And when it came to their presence, they made such shout and joy and excitement that it sounds like an earthquake was moving on the ground. And the Philistine on the other side inquired, what really happening over there? What is this noise about? What is this excitement about? The excitement was about the fact that the children of Israel discovered that they did not put God first. They did not put first things first. And in the Old Testament, it tells us that we need to put first things first. We need to order our priority right so that we can gain the blessings, we can get the motivation, we can be revived, we can have the assurance and the faith that this is about God's will, not about man's will. Moving on, the use of the word first in the Bible. The word first has been used in the Bible many times. So Isaiah 46 and verse 6. Thus said the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. That's terrific. God is declaring himself that I should be first and I am last. I am was before you, man, and I will be behind you, man. I am the one who put the words of, I am the one who put the breath of life in you, man. And so in order for you to understand that I am God, I am first. In Isaiah 40, 4 and verse 6 declare that. But John also picks up the same concept in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Can you see now how God is expressing himself from Genesis to Revelation in the Bible to say that I am the first and I am the last and no one come in the middle because I am from the beginning and I'm the end. First things first are so important in our lives. Why? When we are called to remember the first things first, we are called to remember the first things first. Luke chapter 9 and verse 59 to 60. And he said one to another, follow me. Jesus was speaking. He said, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Interesting. Jesus, the life giver, look at the paradox. Jesus, the life giver, is saying to this man who has lost his father, follow me. But yet he could not see that he need to put first thing first. He was saying, just give me some time to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. First things first, preach the kingdom of God. Preach his righteousness. Preach his resurrection. Preach that he's born again. Preach that we need to be in his presence. Preach the kingdom of God. He's coming. Preach it. First things first. And if we preach that, all those who are dead will be revived. All those who are dead will be resurrected. All those who are dead will have the eternal life. I tell you, preach the kingdom. First, the first person to love, the first person to love in our life is the Lord. Our mother bring us to this life. Our father provide for us. And these are the people we see first. A matter of fact, those who are born in the hospital system would have seen the midwives first. Because mother would be in such pain, and father perhaps would be in such anguish and with anxiety. The child would see the midwives first. Then felt mother on her chest. Then father would take the child and try to nurture him and try to have what is called bonding relationship. But all of that, there has got to be a first person who you love, and the first person who must be inculcated in our lives to love is the Lord Jesus Christ. So Matthew 22, 23, 37, and 38 said, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. What a love. That's how we order our priorities. That's how we put first thing first. We love Jesus, we love Jesus Christ first. And come to think about it, brethren, if we think and love Jesus Christ first, we will love each other after, because the love of God will what? Constrains us. The love of God will spring up in us like a well of living water. The love of God will flow through like a stream of living water. Love the Lord first. Love the Lord first. We need also to remember our first love. Can you remember when you have decided to follow Jesus? Whether it was in a crusade, whether it's a church service, whether it's on the outdoor, but that desire to be baptized, that desire to be saved, you wish the Lord would come just at that moment, because from heaven to earth, you're sure that you'll be saving God's kingdom. That first love. This week we are called to rekindle, to reignite the passion. Let's go back to when we began that passion with Christ. Revelation 2 and verse 4 and 5 says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will move and will remove thy lampstand or thy lampstick out of his place, and except thou repent. Now, one of the worst things you can do is you are walking in the dark. You're walking through a path and you don't know where, and suddenly light gone. Suddenly the light fade. You have a flashlight and suddenly it stopped giving light in that path. You don't know where to walk. The message to us today is to reignite the passion. When we reignite the passion, we will see night different from day. We will see the light in the night. We will walk in the night without butting our feet. We will repent of our sins. We will work and see first things first. We'll work on first things first is to rekindle and put first things first, the love of Christ in our heart. When we get that love reignite, the passion will be reignited and we will be revived. You know, when somebody faints or the heart stops beating, they employ the process of resuscitation. There's a machine out there, and that machine, when it's attached to you, it shakes you back into being. Put your heart back into rhythm and get you going again. Your eyes pop open and you see people around you and you get on revive. You get what is called a reignition of your spirit and your life, and you see your life flash behind in front of you, and people begin to tell you that you were dead, passed out. We don't want anybody to be spiritually dead, passed out. We want to reignite the passion so that they can pop their eyes open spiritually, they can see into heaven and have that joy of reaching to heaven and have that the motivation to walk with the Lord and that spirit to keep them going and walking with the Lord. Now, brethren and friends, that is why 1 Timothy 2 and verse 1 says, I exhort therefore that first of all, pray. So prayer should be one of our first priority, and we call it first things first. So when we get up in the morning, the first thing, once we realize that we are conscious and we are clothed in our rightful mind, what we need to do is to raise our eyes heavenward and say, thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. That's first things first. We pray to God, giving thanks for a new day. First things first. Then we move to his words and get the new message, the new instruction for the day. And then we move on in our daily activities. Then we'll find that when we put first things first, brethren, the rest of the day fall in place. All our enemies watch us and will have to respect us. All our bosses will see us and realize that there's something different about us. All those our neighbors around us will realize we are singing songs of joy. All those in our household will realize that we are walking with a pep in our step because we put first things first. First things first. And that is why Acts 4 and verse 31 says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembling together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake with words of God with boldness. They spoke the word of God with boldness. When we put first things first, we beat all the odds around us. And people will see that there's a difference around us. Earthquake will shake around us. When the people rejoice about the Ark of the Covenant, they rejoice with such rejoicing that the place shook as if there was an earthquake around them. The Bible says that when they prayed, The Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the assembly was such an assembly which reigniting the passion that the whole ground shook. Why? Because we pray in the matters. We pray, they prayed, and we need to pray. Put first things first. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 1, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. First of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions, giving thanks should be made for all men. First things. So brethren, first thing first, we need to order it in the way. In our seeking. Sometimes we seek so many things. We seek until we sought. But we have found nothing that is satisfactory. Many people go out of their way and seek love and get misery. Some work off their clothes seeking riches and is tormented. Some compromise their comfort seeking companionships and get discomfort. Everybody at some time in their lives seek fame, pleasure, and popularity. Instead, they receive disgrace, disgrace, discouragement, distortion, and disintegration and destruction. Most people are seeking, but not seeking the first things first. They are seeking first things at the wrong place from the wrong resources. But I am here tonight to really guide us to where we should be, putting the first things first. First things first should be in God. He first made man and blew in his nostril the breath of life. He made life. God sent his son to die for our sins. He forgives sins. He gave us his Holy Spirit to guide and to teach and to lead us into all truth. He is interested in our change. He is a mighty God. He loves us and he will never fail. What do you say? So, brethren, put your priority right. So our priority should be, what should be our priority? It should be this. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. But seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. What are these things? What are these things? House, cars, companionship, food, raiment, shelter. All these things shall be added unto you. If and when you place your priority right, putting first things first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. That is why Jesus said to the disciples who was seeking to say, Lord, give me some time to bury my father. He said, you want time? Let the dead bury their dead. But you come and preach the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God takes priority in our lives. God's business, God's will, God's effort, God's treat, God's lane is first place. place in our lives. First things first. So put God first. First to walk with Him. First to run with Him. First to be obedient to Him. First to remember Him. Let Him be first in all that we do. Would you like to be changed? Would you like to change your plans and make God first in your life? Is that our desire? That is my desire. I want to make God first place in my life, because many a times we look for the things that are seen, the things that we can see. But when we put first things first, we are able to see beyond the things that can be seen, because the things that can be seen are temporary. But the things that are not seen are eternal. And so if we order our lives in the hands of Jesus Christ, we are putting first things first. So first things first. Jesus first. We pray first. We go to His words first. We walk in Him first. We think about His first. And think about Him in His all that we do. And all our lives will end up in a spiritual success. We'll be very much on our way, reigniting the passion where we put God first. Is it our desire to put God first? If it's our desire to put God first, just raise your hands. On Zoom, wherever you are, first things first, put God first. Let us pray. Father God, we have learned that You are first and You are last. There is no other God. There are none between You. We have learned, Lord, that we have moved away from our first love, that passion. Lord, help us to reignite the passion this week so we can put first things first. And as we start out tonight with first things first, tomorrow night we'll continue, because we are putting You first. And when You are first in our lives, the devil from hell will not prevail. No matter what forces come up against us will not prevail, because You are first thing first in our lives. So Lord, bless those who are here in the sanctuary, those who are at home on Zoom, and those who are planning to be here tomorrow night. Please reignite the passion. So we all be here tomorrow, welcoming and worshiping and fellowshipping, and we'll be in the spirit in this oneness, reigniting the passion in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Let us please stand as we sing our closing hymn, which is hymn number 321. 321. And we are going to sing the first and the last stanza. Thank you.
My Jesus is loved. In mansions of glory and endless delight. Hallelujah. In heaven so bright.
Father and our God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this session. Thank you for the word, Lord. Thank you for the fellowship, Lord. And we just, as we leave this place, Lord, we pray that we'd be inspired to be here tomorrow night and encourage someone else to come out. And Lord, as we go our various place, we pray that your spirit will not leave us, but will comfort us, Lord, and bring to mind the things that we learned tonight. And may we apply them, Lord, and may we truly, truly put first things first by the power of your indwelling spirit. Now take us all safely to our destination, because we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake, we say amen.
Amen.
Okay, brethren and friends, those on Zoom, those in church, tomorrow night we start all over again.